from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, March 11th. If you're going on a Caribbean cruise and thinking about just getting a passport card, you may want to opt for that book instead. After a change on the State Department website, NCL has issued an update to guests and travel agents, emphasizing the importance of having an actual passport book for cruises, particularly those visiting Mexico. Now, while passports are not always mandatory for cruising, Norwegian strongly advises having one due to various situations that may arise, such as missing the ship at a port, needing to catch up with it at another port, or facing a medical emergency and requiring debarkation or needing to leave Mexico by air. It's worth noting that the U.S. State Department updated its guidance last week, reflecting that a passport is required to fly back from Mexico, even from a cruise ship, verbiage that was previously not there before March 5th. And Carnival has opened up a new solar park at its Amber Cove private destination in the DR, which will fulfill 80% of the energy needs of its 25-acre cruise port facility with over 1,800 solar panels. This initiative is a significant step towards reducing the cruise center's reliance on fossil fuels, aiming to cut greenhouse gas emissions by about 1,000 tons annually, akin to planting over 30,000 trees. Carnival Corp was the first cruise line to have a ship powered by LNG. They also hold the record for the largest environmental fine at $40 million. And the Port of Vancouver is set to begin a record-breaking cruise season today with the arrival of Disney Wonder. Now, throughout the season, which runs from today through October 29th, the Canada Place Cruise Terminal is set to host 329 cruise turns, potentially bringing a record number of cruise passengers to 1.27 million. That's a 2% increase over 2023. Cruises from Vancouver typically sail to the Hawaiian Islands, Southeast Alaska, and North and Southbound Alaska one-way transits. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 4.5%, 16.37. Royal Caribbean up 2.5%, 127.47. And NCL up 1.8%, 19.99. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.